There is one set of RE verbs for which I can give you particularly handy tips, and they are the verbs in UIRE. They go into the short box for the present singular and have an S as the base for all forms of the plural. So if to produce is produire, you will say je produis, but nous produisons, and tous les deux ils produisent. So if to destroy is détruire, how would you say we are destroying all the confidential documents? Confidential is an easy equivalent.
Nous détruisons tous les documents confidentiels.
Good. Nous détruisons tous les documents confidentiels. And they produce many confidential documents?
Ils produisent beaucoup de documents confidentiels.
Yes. Ils produisent beaucoup de documents confidentiels. For the past tense, you dive into oui. UIT. So, I have produced many interesting documents would be?
J'ai produit beaucoup de documents intéressants.
J'ai produit beaucoup de documents intéressants, yes. And the storm destroyed our house? A storm is une tempête. Think of tempest with a disappearing S. Our house is notre maison. So, the storm destroyed our house.
La tempête a détruit notre maison.
That's it. La tempête a détruit notre maison. To build is construire, so try. We are rebuilding our house because it has been destroyed by the storm. Bit by bit now. We are rebuilding our house.
Nous reconstruisons notre maison.
Good. Nous reconstruisons notre maison. Because it has been destroyed by the storm. Use elle for it here as you're referring to la maison. Been is été. And remember that since you're using the verb to be, you must make destroyed agreeable.
Parce qu'elle a été détruite par la tempête.
Yes, parce qu'elle a été détruite par la tempête. So the whole sentence now. We are rebuilding our house because it has been destroyed by the storm.
Nous reconstruisons notre maison parce qu'elle a été détruite par la tempête.
That's it. Nous reconstruisons notre maison parce qu'elle a été détruite par la tempête. To translate is traduire. So how would you say, I have translated all these books into Russian? Into Russian is en russe. And be careful when you make tout agreeable.
J'ai traduit tous ces livres en russe.
Excellent. J'ai traduit tous ces livres en russe. Tout, masculine plural, spelled T-O-U-S, because a book is un livre. These U-I-R-E verbs often produce nouns ending in uction, U-C-T-I-O-N, so destruction is la destruction. So what about this translation is excellent?
Cette traduction est excellente.
Of course. Cette traduction est excellente. Now try, you always make an excellent impression. For make, use produire.
Vous produisez toujours une impression excellente.
Good. Vous produisez toujours une impression excellente. And to a friend it would be?
Tu produis toujours une impression excellente.
Yes. Tu produis toujours une impression excellente. To drive is conduire. So how would you say, I drive a small car, but my sister drives a lorry? Small is petit, and it's one of those adjectives that stays in front of the noun. A lorry is un camion. So, I drive a small car, but my sister drives a lorry.
Je conduis une petite voiture, mais ma sœur conduit un camion.
Good. Je conduis une petite voiture, mais ma sœur conduit un camion. Now let's look at some more of these everyday verbs. To write to somebody is écrire à quelqu'un. And in the present, the singular is I write, j'écris, but the plural has a different stem. We write is nous écrivons. So how would you say Stéphane writes regularly to several correspondents? Correspondent is a good guy transformation.
Stéphane écrit régulièrement à plusieurs correspondants.
Yes, Stéphane écrit régulièrement à plusieurs correspondants. With écrit, spelled E-acute, C-R-I-T, and correspondant, C-O-R-R-E-S-P-O-N-D-A-N-T-S. And if it was Stéphane and Stéphanie?
Stéphane et Stéphanie écrivent régulièrement à plusieurs correspondants.
Of course. Stéphane and Stéphanie écrivent régulièrement à plusieurs correspondants. Écrire dives into écrit. E-acute, C-R-I-T. So what about she has written a speech for the convention? A speech is un discours, very close to discourse in English.
Elle a écrit un discours pour la convention.
Bien. Elle a écrit un discours pour la convention. To write something down is inscrire. So what about she was writing the results down?
Elle inscrivait les résultats.
Yes, elle inscrivait les résultats. To register for something is to write oneself down for something. So you use s'inscrire à quelque chose. So let's try, she has registered at the university to study French civilization. You may remember from the original Michel Thomas courses that se verbs dive from the être tower. Also, when you dive from the être tower, you have to be agreeable. So in this case, inscrit, the diving form of inscrire, will change to inscrite, to agree with elle. Bit by bit now. She has registered at the university.
Elle s'est inscrite à l'université.
Elle s'est inscrite à l'université, yes. To study French civilization.
Pour étudier la civilisation française.
Pour étudier la civilisation française. So the whole sentence now. She has registered at the university to study French civilization.
Elle s'est inscrite à l'université pour étudier la civilisation française.
Elle s'est inscrite à l'université pour étudier la civilisation française. To prescribe is prescrire. So, he prescribes too many medicines. A medicine is un médicament. And for too many, you change the order and say beaucoup trop. So, he prescribes too many medicines.
Il prescrit beaucoup trop de médicaments.
Oui, il prescrit beaucoup trop de médicaments. Now try, he likes mineral water, but a bottle per day is enough for him. Water is l'eau and is feminine. Mineral is a straight equivalent, and remember the article before eau. So, he likes mineral water.
Il aime l'eau minérale.
Yes, il aime l'eau minérale. But a bottle per day is par jour.
Mais une bouteille par jour.
Mais une bouteille par jour, yes, is enough for him, suffices for him. To be enough or to suffice for someone is suffire à quelqu'un. For him or to him is lui and goes before the verb. So, is enough for him?
Lui suffit.
Good, lui suffit. So the whole sentence now. He likes mineral water, but a bottle per day is enough for him.
Il aime l'eau minérale, mais une bouteille par jour lui suffit.
That's it. Il aime l'eau minérale, mais une bouteille par jour lui suffit. And if you feel you want to revise words like lui, please feel free to go back to the Michel Thomas courses. Now, how would you say yesterday, that was enough for me? In French, you'll say, yesterday, that has sufficed for me.
Hier, ça m'a suffi.
Good. Hier, ça m'a suffi. With suffi, the diving part, spelled S-U-F-F-I. The French also use this to mean, I had enough. To say all you need to do in French, you can say, it suffices to. And the phrase is il suffit de, followed by the to form of the verb. So how about it suffices to order the goods on the internet? The goods are les marchandises. And I will let you guess internet, which usually does not take an article. So It suffices to order the goods on the internet. Start with il.
Il suffit de commander les marchandises sur internet.
Bien. Il suffit de commander les marchandises sur internet. To read is lire. I read is je lis, and we read is nous lisons. So try. You read the recent editorials, don't you? Both recent and editorial are straight transfers, but be careful with the plural of editorial, since the singular ends in al. So, you read the recent editorials, don't you?
Vous lisez les éditoriaux récents, n'est-ce pas?
Exactement. Vous lisez les éditoriaux récents, n'est-ce pas? And I read modern literature would be...
Je lis la littérature moderne.
Je lis la littérature moderne, yes. And literature is spelt with two T's in French. Now, if you want to say I have read, the diving part of the past is lu, L-U. So try... She has read and reread the president's speech, but she does not understand it. Bit by bit now, she has read and reread the president's speech.
Elle a lu et relu le discours du président.
Yes, elle a lu et relu le discours du président, but she does not understand it. It will be le before the verb.
Mais elle ne le comprend pas.
Good. Mais elle ne le comprend pas. Bring it all together now. She has read and reread the president's speech, but she does not understand it.
Elle a lu et relu le discours du président, mais elle ne le comprend pas.
Super. Elle a lu et relu le discours du président, mais elle ne le comprend pas. But I'm sure that in your case, vous avez compris these useful words. So let's move on and étudier a few more.